from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a big fan of Joel, man, and he's someone that, you know, we got a good relationship. I got a good relationship with Joel. Every All-Star, we chop it up. We got to get the big fan. We need a bigger seat. Definitely got to get a bigger seat.
I mean, that's your buddy. Call him up.
I definitely am a big fan of Joel.
Well, you could tell because he signed here to play with him. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas,
good
Joe
times.
Gilio, Paul George, four years, $212 million. All right, so here's the question before we go back to the phones here. Who's going to be the final starter? There's a piece of this puzzle missing now for Daryl Morey to go out and try to piece together. So I'm looking at the roster, Hugh, as it sits right now. And we expect them to trade Paul Reed at some point. That seems to be the expectation based on the cap. Obviously, the Drummond signing, they don't need that many centers. So here's what they have on the roster right now. Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre, Paul George, Joel Embiid. There's four starters for you. Off the bench, Eric Gordon. Jared McCain, who they just drafted, obviously, in the first round. Ricky Council. Andre Drummond. And then they have the second-round pick they took as well from UCLA. A couple second-round picks. So they have very young players. They have the rookie first-round pick, McCain, who could get some playing time. They have Eric Gordon. They have Ricky Council. They have Andre Drummond. It feels like they're one player short. And I'm not sure if they can get another player in free agency. So this morning, Bobby Marks of ESPN put up they have about $9 million left in salary cap space.
Yeah.
That's not much, right? In the NBA, you know, real players get, I don't know, 12 to 20-something million if you're a starter. It's very rare to find a free agent starting player that makes, like, less than $9 million. You can, but it's rare. So I'm not sure who they're going to be able to get in free agency. Perhaps it's a trade. Perhaps they could trade for a player who's not making much, like swap out Paul Reed's money, some draft picks, and get a player. It does feel like they're missing one starter, unless we're comfortable with Eric Gordon at 35 years old starting.
Yeah, well, you know, like when I just went to the roster, like the projected starting roster, and he's in there right now. So, because you don't want to put the young guy out there, but I think if they keep it like that, then there's going to be an opportunity to see Jared a little bit. But
yeah,
when you talk,
right.
I think that this is still a fluid situation, and they're probably going to try to look and see what kind of moves they can make as we move through this free agent period.
What do you think, Kyle?
I'm already sensing what's happening with Hugh Douglas here.
What do you mean?
Jared McCain is going to become one of Hugh's young Thundercats.
Hold up. No,
he's a Thundercat.
But no, listen. I listen to what's being said,
it.
Man.
you get the studio?
No, I'm saying I listen to what's being said. And Daryl Morey 1 week said he probably wasn't going to contribute that much. And then the next week he said he would. So I'm just going off of that. And then look at the present situation. When we're looking at our bench, who we have? We just got Drummond. We're probably going to trade Paul. Like you said, Joel, Ricky Council.
Mm.
So with that lineup, somebody's going to have to play a lot.
He's going to take a seat right next to Johan Rojas and Kelly Ringo.
I feel this coming. I mean, Hugh may be correct on this.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't mind bringing back D'Anthony Melton, who now I wonder how much he'll get in free agency. He got hurt, obviously. His season was derailed. What was that, like late January, early February with the back injury? He tried to come back. It didn't work. He got re-injured. I liked him, and it was a good trade by Morey a couple years ago. He's only 26. I would bring him back, but it seems like he's probably going to get more money than they have to spend. So I don't know where they go for the let's just say call it one more piece. You could, I mean, maybe you think Eric Gordon starts, whatever. But like they need another piece to this team, and it could be through a Paul Reed trade. So that's the next step here to keep an eye on. Can they sign one more player? And there's conflicting stuff out there on how much they actually have to spend. Mm-hmm. $9 million we saw projected. Maybe it's a little bit more. I don't know.
So the path, I feel like, is going to definitely be through the Paul George trade. And I know Dorian Finney-Smith is out there or like can be had. Power forward from the Nets. And then they can do like the mid-level exception type thing to round out the rest of the bench. I think I saw Gary Trent Jr. is going to be...
I'll take him.
Yeah. So like those are the kind of guys that I think we should have our eyes on. But then again, they could also sort of like wait it out and see what the Jazz want to do mid-season
marketing
with Laurie. Yeah.
Well, they could, but that would mean we're playing a lot of the year with like a rookie or Eric Gordon playing a lot of minutes.
Keeping the powder dry.
Yeah. Well, then it's like the Phillies. And that powder better be used between now and July 30th, which is today July 1st?
July, today is the
sure
first.
Is. Oh, well. Welcome to July, well, Joe.
Shout out to everybody who getting their barbecue ready for this barbecue, the 4th of July.
Be honest. Soaking hold on a meat. Second. Does anyone know? Like, you just know when July 4th is. Anyone care when July 1st is?
It's yes.
Like, why?
Hardcore barbecuers do.
What's the difference between June 30th and July 1st?
Well, that's when you get the meat. You start getting the meat prepared for the grill.
Oh, like today's the day to start preparing.
Well, you start, like, it all depends, because I know some people that, like, they'll have their meats, and they'll have their ribs, and they'll soak them in like, soda.
Soda?
Yeah, like soda, like Pepsi, whatever.
I never heard of this. That sounds good.
Oh, that's old school. That's like, yeah. I have a friend down south, man, that he soaks his barbecue, his ribs. He put them in Pepsi for a couple of days and put them in the refrigerator.
I think it makes it more tender.
Yeah.
Because right? it sort of breaks down.
Yeah. Is the Pepsi before the seasoning and the barbecue sauce?
Or yes.
Is, okay.
It's kind of like a brine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like that, man. And then after that, he everything else is a secret.
So is this what you're doing when you go home?
Oh, hell no. Nah. I'm looking for a place to stay. Trying to find me a place.
That's what I thought. All right, James in Southwest Philly. What's up, James?
Sound like you believe me, though.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, James.
What's going on, man?
Listen, after I get to my point, before I get cut off, I have a question for Joe and you to answer. Mm-hmm. But this is my thing. I like Paul George. I'm all right with that. Y'all act like 34 is old. 34 ain't old.
It's old for basketball players.
And another thing is, Paul George being injured, MB Bennett, it's not their fault. It ain't like they wake up in the morning and say, well, you know, I think I want to be injured today. No. It's not their fault.
Oh, I agree. It's not their fault, but it's the reality. I mean, it's no one's fault. Well, they just get hurt all the time.
But how are you going to hold them accountable for something that ain't their fault?
Because if they don't play, they don't play. I mean, like, what do you want to say?
Right. All right. You and Joe, I need y'all to answer this question for me, right?
Yep.
What's the difference, in your opinion, between an all-star and a superstar?
Paul George?
An all-star is somebody that goes to all-star game stuff, but they're not like a superstar is a straight up and out. Like LeBron James is a superstar.
You build the franchise. Like they lead you to a
perfect example.
Championship or that kind of level.
LeBron James is an all-star. Tyrese Maxey is a superstar. Like, no, wait a minute. I had him mixed up. All-star the other way around. The other way around.
Yeah.
All right. If I give you, all right, real fast. Give me one from the Eagles, one from the Sixers, and one from the Phillies. One player that you think is an all-star or a superstar that fit into that category. Because I had a debate with a friend of mine about this, and I said, well, I'm going to call the experts. They're no more than me.
I don't know about no expert.
All right, but here's the best.
James,
it's a good phone call.
Shots are fired.
James, I like the question, James, and we appreciate it. So here's what I was saying. He wanted examples from other teams.
Yes.
I think the Phillies is an easy one. Bryce Harper,
is a superstar.
This year, Alec Bohm's going to go to the All-Star game.
He's like, an All-Star.
They're different levels.
Yeah.
Sixers, I think you brought up a good one. Like, there's Joel and Maxey.
Yeah, that's even better.
Paul George. Yeah, I mean, like, Paul George strikes me more of an all-star.
All-star.
And I think he's made one first team All-NBA. We could look that up. I think back in when his Indiana days. Like Paul George has very rarely, for me, been a top 5 or 10 player in the league, but he's always been like one of the 20 or so best players in the league. There's value to that. I mean, it's hard to have one of the 5 best players, but it's great to have one of the 20 best players.
He was first team in 2019.
One time. Yeah. But he's made a bunch of, how many All-NBA teams made? Like 3 or 4? 5?
5-time All-NBA third team.
Yeah, so that means you're a top 15 player in that season. 10 to 15. That's good. I mean, he's obviously been a good player.
He's got some all-defensive first teams in there, too.
There is a major difference, though, but to your point, Hugh, you mentioned LeBron. Like, a superstar and an all-star. They're different things.
Yeah, because LeBron, even at this age, at his advanced age, he's a needle mover. Like, he's a flat-out needle mover. Whether you like him or not, he moves the needle. The fact that we have had spirited debates over nepotism for the last couple of weeks, not so much here, but just the fact around America that they've had debates about nepotism tells you how much LeBron moves the meter.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back through the years, you could find a lot of players that made a few NBA All-Star teams, right? Like All-Stars. Like you could say, I'm just picking out some recent ones here. Luol Deng was an All-Star. Andre Drummond made 2 All-Star teams. I mean, like, you know, you can make an All-Star team here and there. Michael Finley, who was a good player, made it. Roy Hibbert, Allen Houston, just going through the list here. But then the guys that make, like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10
yeah, that's
or more.
Different. That's those are, different.
Yeah, they are.
Them different entities.
You know how many LeBron's made now?
What, 18, 19?
20.
Yeah, because he's been an All-Star since he's been in the league.
Since he walked in the league, yeah. Yeah, he passed Kareem for the most All-Star appearances. Kareem had 19. All right, let's go to Steve in Trenton. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, problem, Steve. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so I came in with a couple points. Really not on Paul George, actually. You know, I think it is what it is with him. It's, if he plays healthy, he could really contribute. If he gets hurt, he's not going to contribute. But the other two things, quickly, I was really surprised they got Andre Drummond back. Weren't there statistics that he was one of the worst centers in the NBA when he was playing for us 3 years ago? And now we're I know they needed a body, but unless they're definitely getting ready, Paul Reed, that really surprised me.
I think so, Steve. I don't remember this. I don't remember offhand the stats that you're referencing, but I did think compared to some of the other backup centers they had for Embiid over the years. Yeah, I liked him. Like, you know, because they've had some bums in here. I mean, like, you think about the series against the Raptors all those years ago. Who's it, Roy Hibbert or whoever it was? Like, they couldn't get anyone on the court that could play. So I didn't mind him a few years ago, and I'm fine that he's back.
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, kind of tying in with that, you know, and the adding the one more starter, I do think that they should make the push for Lauri Markkanen if they can somehow move Paul Reed. You know, that guy's only making like under $20 million a year, I'm pretty sure. And I've been saying for a while that what they really need is a guy who can play the 4 and the 5, who can defend and play while Joel's off the court and kind of play that role. And also, you know, be a body to kind of stretch the floor a little bit while Joel is on the court. And I feel like, you know, the Knicks kind of have the right idea. You know, they are overrated, like Kyle said. But they have the right idea with getting rid of all the draft picks. If you can lock up 4 or 5 year starters for the next several years. And what do you need 3 years of draft picks for? I mean, we got Paul George for 4 or 5 years. We got Maxey for 5 years. We got, you know, Embiid's not going anywhere unless we ship him anywhere. So I would be fine with them giving away multiple draft picks, Paul Reed, to make that work. I think it would really round out the lineup.
Well, you know what it would give them? It would give them the best starting five in the league right there with Boston. Like, it would put them in that conversation. Steve, I think he's a tremendous player. Steve, good phone call. If they could pull it off, sure. Get one more big player in here?
Yeah.
I would do it. I don't know if they can.
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. And, you know, you're talking about the beat ball, Paul Reed money coming off the books. They're going to try to make a move. But right now, with $9 million, I don't know, like it's going to be a big one. Not like that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure yet, and Kyle was talking about waiting to maybe during the season. I don't know if the Jazz actually want to trade Lauri Markkanen. I mean, like, he's 27, and he's really good.
Yeah, but not right now.
Right.
Or so unless, like, in the middle of the season, they might be convinced otherwise.
And maybe they are looking to be overwhelmed the way the Knicks overwhelmed the Nets with, like, 4 or 5 first-round picks. The Sixers have, I think, 4 first-rounders they're allowed to trade in the next, you know, I guess, handful of years or more. That they'd have to give them all to the Jazz to get Lauri Markkanen.
Are you serious about winning the title or not?
Well, that would now if you add Lauri Markkanen to Paul George and Embiid and Maxey, now that we're talking.
Yeah,
I mean you have four guys that could that average 20
exciting.
A game.
Would you put them ahead of Boston if they did that?
I'd put them with Boston.
With them, yeah. Okay,
with them.
You'd be a contender.
I'd put them definitely way ahead of the Knicks.
So they're only a piece away in your eyes.
That's hard to get that piece. They don't just grow on trees, 23, 27-year-olds.
You shake a tree and they'll fall.
I don't know about that. All right, Squirrel in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Squirrel?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Hugh, put some respect on my name, bro.
I didn't say nothing, man. I just laughed. I just chuckled. It was a chuckle. Hey,
cook them, Hugh.
This is Squirrel the Pearls, and that tells you what era I'm from.
Okay, you back. You OG. Okay, OG. My bad,
okay,
OG.
Okay, so back up. You're a big dude, Hugh. You ain't that big, homie.
I got you, OG. Respect.
Wow. Hey, but I didn't call in to argue with Hugh. Joe Gilio, you full of crap, man.
Why?
Because I called you when you was on your night show when mm-hmm. you were begging the Sixers to get Harden. And I called in to you because I was against the trade.
Mm.
I told you the Sixers had the best backup center they'd ever had for Embiid. You said you laughed at me, first of all. Then you told me we can get a backup center playing out back at the station.
Well, I don't remember the call, Squirrel, but I believe I'll buy it.
That does sound like something you were saying.
Yeah, it does sound like something I said. Squirrel, now, hold on. Let's go back. Was the spirit of this that Andre Drummond was a big deal? Like, was that the spirit of the conversation?
The spirit of it is when we played the Atlanta Hawks right after the trade, when Embiid went to the bench, they went to the glass to get layups. We had no backup. We've been a poor rebounding team since Andre. Right, the backup. But you can play Andre Drummond if Embiid is out. You cannot go far with B-ball Paul.
That's fine. You Squirrel, you win this round. My point then, though, and my point now is this isn't going to move the needle to win a championship. It's a backup center. Like, it's nice to have a good one, but, like, I'm not losing sleep over the backup center, whether you can find him out back by the trash or not.
First of all, thank you for letting me win this round.
You got
but
it.
But the point is this. There's no backup center playing behind your station, number one.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, well, when you didn't bring him in since February 10th, 2022.
I don't know. I saw a pretty tall guy on my walk in this morning.
We have scouts down there right now.
We got some tall dudes downstairs.
Yeah, okay. Well, then tell them why they ain't playing behind the station. And the next thing, we need a backup for Joel. It's a problem. Joel goes to the bench. We don't have anything in the middle. B-ball Paul gives you energy, but you need somebody that can rebound the basketball.
I agree with that, Squirrel. And they got, based on the market and the backup center market, I think they got a decent one. Squirrel, actually a good one. Squirrel, we appreciate it. Squirrel wins that one. He wins that debate I don't remember from a few years ago, but I buy it.
Yeah, but it does sound like something
It does, ago. Yeah.
Yo, Julio, you full of crap, man.
I like that. That's a good one. So I kind of remember that night, and there were a lot of people against the Simmons-Harden trade because they also had to give up Drummond in it. And I think my point then was, like, that's not going to make the difference here. Like, this is a Simmons-Harden trade.
And then what happened? Then it made the difference in the Knicks series.
Well, no, it didn't. I mean, you know what this all comes... This is what frustrates me about this.
What's that?
The issue is that Embiid is hobbling around or tired, and we're like, well, if we had a better backup center, instead of saying, what if Embiid was just, you know,
healthy?
Like, that's the part that's the real issue.
Yeah, I mean, I pick up what you're putting down, but you know, we have to CYA in this situation, and I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to CYA. Yeah.
I mean, Embiid's not going to be able to play 48 minutes a game, whether he's fully healthy or not, so we have to do something about the non-Embiid minutes. I think the point is just that the non-Embiid minutes were what killed us against the Knicks. That's why it's the difference.
So you're probably right on that, but in the NBA playoffs, like, the championship players play 45 minutes in playoff games. Jalen Brown has to come off the floor. Like, that's part of the issue with Embiid.
Yeah, but Jalen Brown's a guard. Joel Embiid's supposed to be physically dominant players on the court.
But this is part of why winning with big people is hard. Yeah. I mean, it's
more
challenging.
That's why you add Paul George and Maxey.
Ah, there we go. But Paul George, Mr. Durability. I mean, just get him out there and he'll play the 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know we're asking for a whole lot.
Yeah, we are. We're
asking
AR.
For a whole lot.
Herb in the Northeast, I need his take on Paul George. Herb!
Here we go! 76ers!
Herb from Herb. In a
1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Sing it, Herb.
Sing it, Herb. Go for it.
Yeah.
76ers. Here we go.
I don't think her believing.
We're doing it. Just what I told the man. What did I tell him? Go get some big men. I told that general manager at 1:30 in the morning. Yes, sir.
And he listened.
Name and dropping.
He listened. Yeah, Daryl.
You called him. You was the one that told him to make this move.
I spoke to Daryl Morey and Elton Brand face to face, baby.
Thank
let
you, Herb.
Let me tell you, those eyes were wide open looking at me. Oh, yeah, we got it.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Now, were you on the trip? Were you there, too? Was it Nurse and Maury and Herb?
I got something new I just took and bought this morning. Hugh Doug, this is called PMD. We got to give this to Embiid. It's called Andro Hardcore. 90 tablets to the bottle. Yeah,
you're
boy.
Taking Andro, Herb?
Yeah, I don't think Andro. Ain't that what Mark McGuire was taking?
Yeah, it was. It was in his locker, yeah.
Yeah, but this is better. It's called Professional Muscular Development. That's what Embiid needs, yeah.
Now, what are you doing when you take it? Like curls, benching? What are you doing?
I just took another one after the workout.
But what are you doing? What's the workout?
With me?
What's the workout these days?
Yeah, boy. All right, so I want to ask you a question.
It's like
what happened to these other players that we had that we brought in here last year? What's his name? The kid from Indiana, the shooter. What happened with him?
Buddy Hield?
Yeah, Buddy Hield.
He's a free agent. Free agent.
But they're not going to re-sign him, mm-hmm. right?
No, he's gone.
All right, so they're probably going to bring in a few more players. You know that. They're going to bring in another.
They only got nine. They only got nine yams.
You should call
them
and let them know, Herb.
Hey, if they can go over it, they can pay the tax if they go over it, whatever. They can pay the tax.
Just work around the rules. Yeah, I like that.
Don't bring in another forward. Don't bring in another backup center.
So you want guards. You want guards.
It's probably happening.
They got. Don't be all right. There's a lot of players out there. Just got to figure it out.
What's your win total right now, Herb? How many wins next season?
Well, if Embiid is healthy, and this other guy gives us a good, let's say, 55 to 60 games easy, I expect the Sixers to win like a healthy Embiid, this team can win 60. I would say it's between 62 and 64 games.
Between 62 and 64. Yeah. So we got Herb's number.
I'm going to tell you something. The numbers, they won 47, and they didn't have Embiid. When they lost Embiid, the team was 26-8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.